Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Jaded. I am one of your hosts, Jen.
I am your other host, Janine, and welcome. Today we're recapping week 5 of Katie's season. We are trying to keep track of every new weekly villain, so that's been a task, but we have it.
Yes, everybody place your bets for who it's going to be after Hunter now. You win absolutely nothing if you're right.
But. Yeah, and it's going to be every one of the guys at some point anyway, so you're probably going to be right. But our weekly villain here at Jaded has been and always will be Blake, so that's where we're at. But yeah, so we have
100%.
We have a fun episode to cover. It was pretty lighthearted for the most part, besides like violence, so it should be easy to listen to, I guess.
Yeah. You know, and we still have not known a day of peace of just, like, having a week where just, like, you know, it's just happy, falling in love. Nope, we know no peace here.
I don't even think
the producers do not like me.
No, I don't think we're going to get that at all. We're not even going to get that for the finale or, like, hometowns or fantasy suites or anything. Something detrimental is going to happen, like, every single week.
Ugh, I know.
I'm tired of it. But, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, so are you ready to get into it?
I am ready to dive in. All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, so this week just started with the men chilling and just, like, hanging out with each other, chilling, cracking each other's backs, which we love to see.
I was obsessed with that.
I knew you would be.
I want somebody to step on my back like that, like, very badly.
Right? It was, like, nice, peaceful. But, oh, wait, Blake's here. To make life a living hell.
To ruin literally fucking everything. We were gonna get a nice week with a nice moment, like, at least for a little while, and then he came in and he was like, just fucking kidding.
It was like, LOL, JK, I'm here to make Jen uncomfortable. and my notes are just pretty much me being made very uncomfortable by Blake's presence.
It's, okay, no, I would like to correct that. It's not Jen, it's partly Jen being made uncomfortable, but it's mostly Jen bullying this man into oblivion.
I don't like him.
She hates him, and I get it, like, I do. Her notes are brutal.
And I understand that he personally did not wrong me, but it's the same energy, and I just can't stand for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. Okay.
So my notes go as follows. Are you ready?
Yes.
But wait, Blake is here to make my life a living hell. Ew, I hate his face. This is gonna suck.
Oh my god.
But, like, on a genuine note, his presence is incredibly triggering to me and his energy, and it's just, like, it's going to be a rough rest of the season.
I know.
I promise I'll try to be nicer to him on episodes following this, but I make no promises.
Please don't forget that he follows us on Twitter. And his mom follows us on Instagram.
This is simply not a reflection of him as a person. I would just like to be clear.
Yep.
Am I attracted to him? No, and that's fine. But just his energy is very triggering to me, and that is not a reflection on him as a person. I'm sure he's great. I personally can't handle it.
I don't know why. I was just going to say, like, he has a similar energy to, like, your ex, but, like, what was coming out of my brain was he has a similar energy to your ghost of Christmas past. I just confuse ex-boyfriend with, like, ghost of Christmas past, and I want to start calling my exes the ghosts of my past.
The ghosts of Christmas past.
I think that's so much better. It's just so much better. Yeah, but that's, yeah, I don't, that's where my
anyway. Anyway, so we see Katie talking to Caitlin about Nick coming into the house, and Caitlin being like, yeah, the men are gonna be pissed, and Katie's like, really? And Caitlin's like, oh, abso-fucking-lutely, they tried to kill Nick.
Like, yeah, also, like,
which is true.
It's kind of wild that Katie was like, are they gonna be mad? Like, of course they're gonna be mad. You're dating, like, 15 men, and you just brought in another one. They're gonna be pissed. Like, obviously.
Right? Like, Andrew West was being super cute, just the love of my life. And then Tayshia walks in to check on the guys and also tell them that Blake is coming. But just genuinely, she's so good at this job.
She's very good at it. I do want to touch on one thing, though, which is the Connor B. Greg bromance that I am absolutely living for. My heart cannot handle it. I love them so much. They just showed this one shot
They're
of them
sweet.
Cuddling on the couch when Tayshia walked in, and
they both seem like cuddlers.
It melted my heart. I'm obsessed with both of them.
Needless to say, the men were pissed.
Yep.
But for some reason, Brandon,
whichever.
Whatever. He kind of looked like he like maybe knew.
I think he knew.
However, his face when his friend walked in, when Blake walked in, was betrayal, shock. Yes. He was not happy with his friend. And also just like seeing Blake on the screen, I don't know, I was having acid reflux, clenching my jaw. I just like can't.
He has
it.
The energy of a possessed teddy bear, if that makes sense to anyone else.
It like something about him does not sit right with me outside of the fact that he's triggering to me.
I agree, honestly. His energy is like a little bit unsettling. I think we are a little bit biased, but yeah, like Brandon, whoever like, the fuck he was, he just like glanced up and he was like, what the fuck? And like, I don't want us to forget that like him and Blake are best friends. Like they're friends on Facebook. I'm pretty sure they grew up together. Like they know each other very well.
And they have
well.
Not yet addressed it on the show. They did not once address it. But none of the men would make eye contact with Blake.
Right.
None of them were looking at him.
Right.
And he was like, I understand like this is a tense situation. Like I understand you guys don't want me here. Like obviously, Blake, no one likes you.
Yeah, it was just like
even your best friend, like the level of betrayal on your best friend's face that you showed up here. Shocking.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine if this. So spoiler, him and Katie are engaged,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that him and Brandon are not friends anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
I could like, I'm positive that that ruined their friendship, and I don't even know how you could conduct a normal friendship after that.
No, I don't either. Like if we were in this position. And, like, I came in when you were doing
this. Oh, my God,
this.
I would destroy you.
I would not blame you. I would say you should, because that's rude and mean of me. Like, it's just right? so weird. Like, you don't do that to your friend. And, like, it makes me wonder, like, I don't think he told him that he was coming on the show. Like, I don't think Blake told anybody, because, like,
but, like,
he
obviously
couldn't.
They must have talked about Katie together before, like, previous to the
right,
show.
Right, and it seems like...
Because Blake suggested that his friend
yeah,
go on the show.
Exactly.
Blake recommended him to the producers.
Exactly, that's why.
Like, how fucked is that?
Also, we have not heard this Brandon, I don't know what his name is, man, say one fucking word this entire season, I'm pretty sure. Like
I think we've maybe seen him say three words, but no, he's got no airtime.
No.
But like to recommend your friend, say, I think you'd be good with this girl, and recommend him to be on the show, and then show up to steal that girl that you thought he would be good with out from under him, that's fucked.
It's really fucked up, and it, like, he's kind of a bad friend for doing that, like, honestly.
100% a bad friend for doing
like,
that.
Like, I get, like... Like, there's the whole, like, he's playing up this very romantic idea of, like, I saw you and I just, oh, I love you already and I'm just, like, here for you and just for you. It's like, maybe don't be a dick to your friends and all of the other people in this house. Like, don't do that.
Like, maybe there are things that are also important in your life that aren't relationships. Like, it bothers me so much, like, a side note, the people that, like, get in a relationship and then they don't need their friends.
Oh, I know. It's so fucked up.
I have been burned too many times. I'm like, all right, well... Have fun when that relationship ends and you don't have a friend.
Right, exactly. Like, your friends...
And you just have no one. Don't come crawling back to me...
Right.
...when you decided that your boyfriend was more important than me.
And I would argue that your friends are more of a constant in your life than your relationships. Like, unless, like, you know 100% you're
gonna your friends
marry.
Are more important.
Yeah, like, unless you're married to this person or you know you're gonna marry this person.
But even if you know you're gonna marry them, you're then gonna have nobody in your wedding.
Right, exactly. Like...
Because you've... Turned yeah. away all of your friends.
There's gotta be.
And I guarantee you, he is not turning away his friends. Like,
right.
the guy is not turning away his friends for you.
No, exactly.
It's just you, queen.
Exactly. So it's just, like, it paints this, like, already kind of shitty picture of Blake, and we've already had a very shitty picture of him painted for quite some time. So this just made it worse. I don't know. Like, this whole entrance that he did, it was, like, very dramatic, and I get that was because of the producers, but, like... He was like,
it was a whole thing.
I feel like
yeah.
he was eating up this moment that he got where he was standing in front of the guys and they all hated him and he like got to like defend himself and then he got the, I mean, we'll talk about it in a second.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was loving the attention. So Greg was like, I'm gonna head out. I'll get the date card, boys. Like,
that
don't worry.
That was so funny. I'll get it, boys.
And when he was doing this, he looks so much like my brother. I hate it so much.
I know.
Like particularly in like this shot, he just looks so much like my brother.
It keeps making me like very uncomfortable.
Like, this whole episode he just, they looked so similar.
It's like,
and I just like, sometimes they don't But, like, all of this past episode.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No.
And it's really wild because I really like Greg, and I think he's, like, a really good guy, and he's, like, a very nice person, and, like, I genuinely right now can't find a downside to him except for the fact that I cannot look at him without seeing your brother, and it's just taking me right out of the show and, like, every time.
Exactly, like, part of, like, what you like about The Bachelor is, like, you can be like, oh my god, this guy is great, great for her, but, like, also I'm attracted to him.
Yeah.
And also just, like, we just cannot feel no. that with the fan favorite right now, nope. because it's, no.
No, it will not happen, it cannot happen,
Simply unfathomable.
It is absolutely unfathomable, because, like, I see all these tweets of people, like, thirsting over Greg, and I'm like, that's Jen's Ugh. Brother, stop it, it's gross, leave him alone.
Please stop, that's disgusting.
Oh my god, I don't know.
And I realize that Greg is a completely different person, but, like, you know when you see one of your friends or your family's doppelgangers,
yeah,
y'all don't have to watch them on TV make out with a girl.
Like, yeah, it's like... Yeah, Jen needs to go to therapy after this season, I think. And if Greg becomes a Bachelor... I need therapy
for a number of reasons, not including this.
Okay, that is very true also. I think this is an intervention. Please go to therapy. anyway, but...
But Blake gets the one-on-one, and it's safe to say the men are livid. Dude, They're so mad.
Pulled a Jim Halpert and just stared directly into the camera after he read, like, the date card. It was so funny.
Greg was being genuinely so funny. He was so pissed and, like, in the most comical way. He genuinely looked like, you know what? Whatever. Why am I even here? Like, it was so funny. I feel like
that was the moment. If we'll talk about our theory, like, after we cover, like, the mid-season trailer. But I feel like this was the beginning of his, like, fuck this shit, I hate this show kind of vibe.
Like, fuck this shit, I'm out. And here's the thing. The I hate the show vibe is kind of pulling me in the direction of he would not accept a Bachelor contract.
No, I don't think so either. I really don't think
Andrew he would. Andrew S.
Yeah, I think Andrew S. would. I think Greg is gonna be a one and done on the show. I think, like, he's...
Like a Peter situation.
I was just gonna say that, yeah. I think, like, he's gonna be the fan favorite. Everybody's gonna be obsessed with him. And he's gonna be like, this was the worst experience of my life. Don't talk to me about the show ever again. I'm done. Leave me alone. Let me go back to New Jersey and let me live my fucking life. Is the vibe I get.
So, then Katie comes in to pick up Blake for his date and sits down in all the men. And she's like, how are you guys? And they're like, none of them are speaking to her. None of them are looking at her. None of them are making eye contact with her. They're, like, pissed at her, too. Like, it was very uncomfortable. And, like, she was very honest with them, being like, this is how we feel. And the guys are like, great, whatever. We're still mad at you, though.
Yeah, she was very kind about it, and I thought it was very nice of her that she went in and was like, let me open up the floor and talk to you and see how you're feeling. So I think
all the men needed more time to process it than that, right?
Yeah, because
you drop this bomb on them, then immediately walk in to be like, haha, please don't be mad at me. Like, I appreciate that she did want to have that candid conversation. It's not something a lot of leads would do. But, like, can you give these guys a minute?
Okay, so my new process for this is I get a little bit high and then I take notes. But one thing that I wrote down is Tayshia just walking in and dropping bombs like she's the U.S. government. Because she just walked in and she was like, boom. And then she was like, goodbye. And I was like, fuck. Oh my god, okay.
I love Tayshia. I live for her.
Like, she did it really well, but I was like, Jesus Christ, this was brutal. But I did kind of feel like, with all of the stuff that Katie said, I feel like she was just talking to Greg, kind of. Like, I feel like she was, like, because I feel like Greg is her
Greg would not look at her.
No, he wouldn't. Not look and at I her. Think that's why everything that she was saying was so focused on him, because that's, like, her strongest connection by far at that point of the show. So I feel like she was, like, just talking to him, being like, it's okay, like, it's fine, I promise. And spoiler alert, it's not fucking fine.
It's not fine.
We'll get to it.
But they went horseback riding. Blake was freaking out. Fun fact, we learned Blake is afraid of horses.
Isn't he, like, a wildlife expert or some shit like that?
Yes, it was shocking to me that you are a wildlife expert and you're afraid of horses. Of all animals, you're afraid of horses? Whatever.
I mean, I'm kind of afraid of horses, to be fair.
He gets on the horse. It's weird, but, it was crazy. We actually learned things about Blake. It was wild. All of the last season he was on, We just didn't learn anything about him other than he likes to research the women he dates before he dates them.
He likes to stalk women and read books. That's all we got. Yeah, we did learn about him, which I thought was nice because he was just this caricature of a man to me prior to this. So
I mean, they were just like, the edit was big, the producers trying to sell us on him.
Yeah, absolutely. You could tell from the get-go that they were trying to paint him out to be like, you guys should like him. And we're like, no, we don't. Also, I do want to note that, like, they're, like, in the desert, and this man is riding a horse in a bomber jacket and jeans. Like, are you not fucking sweating?
So the desert in that time period, like, it's cold.
Interesting.
It's not always warm.
Interesting.
So, like, okay. Especially at night, you'll, like, see them shivering, like, the desert is cold, especially where they are. Like, it gets colder. It gets very, very hot in the summer. But the winter actually does get chillier.
But at this point, though, when they were outside, I could see, like, the heat waves in the air. Like, I could see it. Like, it was hot. Like, just take your jacket off, bro. Like, it's not a big deal. Just take the bomber jacket off. You can live without your bomber jacket for 5 minutes of your life.
But we saw them relate on a couple of things, and I just, like, am a little confused as to why she likes him, because I personally don't feel or see the chemistry between the two of them. So I don't get it.
I see it between them. I think it's, like, I don't like it, and I wish it wasn't there, but I do see it between them. It feels, like, kind of hollow, though. Like, it feels like it's, like, yeah, it's there, but, like, there's no substance to it, kind of. I think that there's definitely,
I just, like, don't get it.
Yeah.
The kissing him and the, hey, I was not really here for either.
Yeah, it was kind of icky. Like, whenever they, like, kissed or, like
their makeup was, like, very intense, and I was, like,
it was a lot.
I was uncomfy. Yeah,
it felt like something that I should not be watching. I was, like, okay, can you cut the camera away now? And they just, like, didn't do that.
It was, like, a big turnoff for me. It was a big yuck.
Yeah, it was a very big yuck.
Not to yuck somebody else's yum, but, like, yuck.
Fucking hell. I do want to note, like, one thing that Blake said that really rubbed me the wrong way is they were talking about, like, traveling, and he goes, have you ever been to Africa? And I just wrote down, Africa is not a country, my dude. It's a continent. Can you just say the country that you went to instead of just, like, Africa?
Like, where in Africa did you go?
Yeah, like, and then he goes, like, sometimes for work I go to Africa for a week. But, like, yeah, what fucking country, dude? Like, Africa, like, you went to all of Africa in a week? That seems like a very busy schedule.
He just gets dropped dead center of the continent. Like, he has to figure it out for
he
a
has
week.
To run home. He has to swim home. Like, cool, we dropped you in the middle of Africa, swim back to Canada. Like, it was just weird the way that he said that, and I'm like, if you say, like, oh, I go to Ethiopia for a week, like, people know where that is. Like, you could just say the country, and people will know. You don't need to say Africa. Like, that rubbed me the wrong way. It was just kind of, like, weird. I don't know. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
The way that he said that.
Yeah, and then we get, like, a flashback to the house, mm-hmm. and, like, Greg and Connor are just genuinely being so cute as friends.
They're so adorable. I'm obsessed with them. I love them together.
And then we get to the nighttime part of the date, and they give us a trigger warning this time.
I was able to somewhat adequately prepare myself for this, but I just out loud, I said, can we not fucking do this again?
So, like, they gave the trigger, it was, like, a commercial,
yeah.
Then the trigger warning, and then the date card came, and we found out Andrew S. was getting the second two-on-one, and the date card said, love is a battlefield, and then we get to the nighttime date, and they were chatting, and I just, like, in the beginning, it just kind of felt like Blake was trying so hard to seem, like, woke, and, like, up on, like, being sex positive, and all of these issues that Katie feels passionate about. Like, he definitely read a book, he definitely did research, I'm not sure he actually, like, it's a big proponent of these things, but, like, he definitely read a book, like he said he did, for Tayshia.
I wrote down, actually, that, like, I felt like he studied her before he came on the show. Like, everything.
Like, maybe that's part of why he's so unsettling to me, because I feel like he researched, like, how to, like, get her to like him, what to say that she would like,
I think
almost
so.
Like she's a science experiment.
I agree. I get the vibe that, like, he's just the kind of dude that, like, he did this for Claire, too. Like, he just researches and, like, studies the person that he's going to go out with to try to, like, so it's not, like, a genuine connection. It's, like, almost manufactured in a way where he's, like, well, I say this, this, and this, and then she'll like me. But it's, like, are you doing that just because you want her to like you, or, like, because it's coming from, like, your heart and you mean it? So it just, everything he does seems like slightly disingenuous to me, I guess. And also the question
Yeah, I
that he
mean, maybe he
asked.
shouldn't have told us that he, maybe he
Yeah.
shouldn't have told us that he read a book, so he could talk to Claire. Maybe that is what has started this whole distrust, but.
Yeah, like it was a nice thing of him to do, but I feel like for him to like, it was weird that he like said out loud that he did it. Like I feel like he should have just kept that
Yes.
between him and Claire and been like, just told her in private, like not on camera, because like doing it on camera seems like he wanted like brownie points for it. But like the
100%.
question that he asked Katie, I really felt like it was kind of an invasion of privacy. Like I feel like it was like a very weirdly nosy question for him to ask.
Oh, on the because on the group date, Katie brought it up and she felt comfortable. And like
Yeah.
Katie in like her interview said she was comfortable telling him, but like it's just it's not. Katie would share when she was ready,
Yeah.
and was she comfortable answering? Yes. But also maybe it's because we know what the story is and like we don't want her to be prodded about it.
Yeah, and like I could
That
speak
makes us feel uncomfy, but
like personally speaking, it's very uncomfortable when people ask you questions like that and then the answer is that event. Like I don't like talking about it. It's not something I like talking about. If somebody asks me a question about it, I'm just like, "Eh, no. We're
yeah.
just not doing this today." So like I felt for her in that like moment where it's like, "Ah, oh, fuck, now I gotta do this again." And like I feel like she was sort of in a position where like she's being filmed, she's already talked about it once before. If she doesn't talk about it again, it seems like it's like not that it would be weird for her not to, but it's like, oh, you've already shared it, why not do it again? So I feel like there was a slight amount of pressure on her to like share that with him. And like the question kind of did put a little bit of pressure on her. I don't know if she felt like she was pressured into sharing it. I don't think she felt that way. But like if I were in that
I
position,
also
I
like,
would have felt like a little bit pressured to share.
oh, 100%. And I don't think Blake meant it maliciously. I
Yeah.
think he genuinely wanted to know because sex positivity is something Katie's passionate
I
about.
agree.
But also, like, I think that he handled it well. He was very kind in his response. One thing that he said in his response, though, like, didn't sit quite right with me. Like, he was very kind, like, handled it well. But he was like, I know how hard it is to talk about. And I was like, but like, do you though?
If he knows how hard it is to talk about, he would not have brought it up on camera, is kind of where I stand on that.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you know that this is, like, so difficult to talk about, like, you wouldn't want the person that you're getting to know and, like, trying to get engaged to talk about it with you on camera like that. I don't know. It didn't sit well with me. I think that it was kind of just like a man just like not knowing how to handle this, so he said what he thought were the right things. And like
Of like,
he,
oh, I know how you feel, and
yeah,
like,
because it's
I
like,
don't want to hear
no, it's
that.
like, no,
Like,
you don't know how she feels. You don't know how we feel. Like, you don't know. Like, you have no
yeah.
fucking idea how that feels. But yeah, it was just kind of like he was trying to be as kind as possible, and he was like, you could tell he was trying to say all of the right things. Which, like, I guess that's fine. But again, it was like a little bit disingenuous for me.
Yeah.
But anyway,
But he gets the
yeah.
rose, and like the whole thing, they were just trying so hard to like give him a good edit and a good setup. And then they go like, and Lane Hardy's there, whoever that even
Who
is.
the fuck?
And like, I was so uncomfortable watching them dance and make out. Like, I understand that physically my body has a negative reaction to seeing him, but I also really don't see the connection, and like, it was just weird.
I see their connection, but like for lack of a better word, it's very choogy, if that makes sense. Like it just seems like they're like in millennial love. Like,
Millennial
does
love,
that make any
TM.
sense? Like I just feel like they're bonding over like,
Like we bonded over what our Harry Potter houses
yeah, like
are.
they're both Hufflepuffs. It's adorable. Like that's kind of what it seems like, where I feel like there's not really much of a depth to it.
It's like, oh my God, you studied abroad. I studied abroad.
Yeah, right? Like, did it change your life too? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I hate it.
Right?
That's kind of the vibe that I get from it. It's like if the two, like, most annoying people you know fell in love, except, like, Katie is not annoying and I love her. I feel like Blake, like, I feel like she's a different person around Blake, if that makes any
And
sense.
like the relationship feels very like college surface level, if that makes sense.
It absolutely makes sense, yeah.
Whereas, like, other guys, like, her and Andrew have had deeper conversations mm-hmm. that, like, feel real and adult. And same with Greg. Like, yeah. But Blake's just feel like college relationship, like, first love, surface level kind of thing.
I agree. And I feel like it also, like, shows itself in, like, the things that they talked about on each of those dates. Because, like, when Katie opened up to Greg about her dad, and then he shared his experience. And then, like, when Katie was talking about her upbringing and how, like, they didn't really have much money. And then Andrew S. was like, oh my god, I was the same way. Like, they bonded on...
Yeah, like, there's a different level of deepness, yeah. right? And in, like, that surface level relationship, you can still feel like you're having those deep conversations when you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can feel like you're connecting, you're having deep conversations, but, like, you're just not. Like, we've seen her have those deep conversations, mm-hmm. and, like, her relationship with some of these guys, like, even if you look at, like, Michael A., like, their connection is fun, but also, like, so beyond surface level that Blake's just, like, I don't understand how it can compare to those other three relationships that we brought up.
I agree.
And, like, and her saying, like, I could see myself with him at the end of this, like, I don't see you having that deep connection with him right now. Like, I understand, like, you're kind of enthralled with him. He's this new shiny toy.
Yeah.
And you have a lot surface level in common. But I don't think you've connected on a deep level at all.
I agree. And, like, maybe our minds will change as we see him more on the show. And, I mean, we have a lot left of him to see, unfortunately. So, there's that. But, like, yeah, like, even in their conversation that they had with, like, the question that he asked, I felt like where with...
He didn't give anything back.
Yeah, he didn't give anything back.
He gave a lot, and he didn't give anything back.
All he gave back were, like, empty platitudes, and, like, it's like he was reciting, like, a BuzzFeed article on, like, what to say when somebody opens up to you about this. Like, that's what it kind of felt like to me, instead of, like,
yeah.
a situation with, like, Andrew S., where they were bonding over something... common, not that they need to have, like, something in common, but they were, like, both bonding over something deep. And, like, with Greg, she had that. With Michael A., she has that. I think even with, like, Mike P., when he talked about, like, saving himself for marriage, like, I feel like even they have a deeper connection on that level than, like, her yeah. and Blake right now. So it's just, like, confusing. I don't know how they both get there.
Like, the I'm not this. Sure if Blake is there for any other reason than to bang her, quite honestly.
It kind of seems like that. And, like, I mean, we'll get into it more when we talk about the mid-season preview, but, like, in the mid-season preview, like, you could see him at hometowns because he's with his sister, which, first of all, like, they really gave that the fuck away, which is surprising.
They were like, here's a major spoiler, by the way, guys.
Yeah, like, but, like, and then, like, he was like, I don't know if I'm in love with her. And it's like, well, you should figure that out because you made it all the way here and she's meeting your fucking family.
Clearly he's not in love with her. This is his third Bachelorette season in a year. He's not going to fall in love with her.
It's, like, embarrassing, quite honestly. Like, I'm a little bit embarrassed for him. Like, stop doing this. This doesn't work for you enough. I guess it worked this time, but, so, like, we'll see for how long.
Yeah. So we'll move on to the group date. Yeah. All the guys come. Greg rolls up looking pissed as hell. and then Wells and Frank, Katie's like, all, like, these athletes are coming to help us. And then it's fucking Wells, the love of my life, and Franco, the stylist. And I'm obsessed with them. And Wells looked so cute in those little shorts. Sarah Hyland is one lucky lady, oh, I just God. Gotta say.
They were so cute. That was so cute. Wells needs to host. Like, just from this date, he was so good at it. I don't know why they didn't hire him in the first place to just, like, permanently host.
Wells is the correct replacement for Chris Harrison. He is everything to me. I'm obsessed with him. But they announced, like, one team's going to get the nighttime and the other team's going to go home.
Which I hate.
And it was, like...
I hate that
They
structure.
Titled it... Yeah, they titled it Katie's, like, Bash Ball Battle. But it should have been titled Katie's Ball Bash Battle.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
Like, they put the words in the wrong order. And I understand that Ball Bash Battle sounds worse. But also it flows better than Bash Ball Battle. No, Ball Bash Battle.
I just think the entire thing flows horrendously, and they should have given up the alliteration and picked something better. Like, I don't know. It was like, it's really choppy and weird to say, and, like, Wells had trouble saying it, and it's just, like, it looks stupid on the sign. I don't know. Not a fan.
Yeah, my dyslexia was like, this is something about this is incorrect.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh no.
But they did, like, some warm-up drills, And Hunter got to do tackling drills with KD, and it was just kind of like, that's when this very predatory side of Hunter started coming out, which I'm not a big fan of.
Neither am I. Yeah.
But they get into these awful outfits. Again, the objectification of these men, like, I would love to see the conversation that these guys have with the producers, like, when they see these outfits, like, I think it struck me more in this date, too, because, like, Michael literally said, like, this is the worst I've ever had in my life. Like, it was clear he was uncomfortable in the outfit, especially being around all the other guys, and, like, he should not have to wear that if you don't want to, like.
No, I agree.
And I felt bad for him.
I felt bad for him, too, like, and we would like to say, like, we have talked about, like, similar stuff like this, like, the one that comes to mind is, like, the Claire dodgeball, strip dodgeball date, but, like, we're holding the producers accountable. The leads don't pick the outfits. Like, it's the producer's fault. So, like, when we talk about this, we're not blaming Katie or, like, Claire or anything. We're blaming the producers and we're blaming the show.
100%.
Yeah, the show just, like, has, unfortunately, a very long, dense history of, like, objectifying the contestants.
And, the contestants. These men and women.
And
every time we talk about this, we make it very clear, like, this is an issue we have on seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. This is an issue that spans the entire franchise that Janine and I are just very uncomfortable with. And I think if the men are comfortable wearing something like that, like, absolutely own it.
Yeah.
But I think putting every single man in the position where you all have to wear this, and it's very much like the setup of it and the pretense of it is, okay, he's going to be looking at your body and judging your body.
Right.
And I hate that.
No.
And I hate when it happens on The Bachelor. Yeah. I hate when it happens on any season of Bachelorette. And it's really not a reflection on the lead because I don't think Katie did that at all.
No.
Do I think Claire did that? Yes. But I just, like, it's the same with, like, I think another one that stands out to me was Peter's season. Mm-hmm. Or it was either Peter or Ari's season. And the bathing suit date in that creek.
Yes. I think it was
Peter's. For the magazine.
Yeah, it was Peter's. Yeah.
And, like,
the Cosmo shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, that also bothered me so much.
Well, I remember, for that date, they had to, like, in post-production,
compete to be on the cover of Cosmo.
Yeah, like, and, like, in post-production, the like, show had to edit the, like, bikini bottoms to cover their butts because, like, they couldn't show it on TV. Like, I remember they did, like, a horrendous job, like, editing that. But it's just uncomfortable, and I really felt for Michael A. Like, that sucks that he has to, like, stand there and do that and, like, be in this, like, like, those outfits were assless, for Christ's sake. They had hearts on their butt cheeks. Like, this was degrading. Hearts on the butt.
Like, no.
It was degrading. Yeah, it was
awful.
Like, it's humiliating.
100%.
And now they have to relive it and be like, oh, look at me on TV in this fucking outfit. Like, I would be so pissed. I would refuse to wear it. It just sucks. I don't know. It's like, I guess, like, kind of a small issue, like, compared to the other big issues of, like, the Bachelor franchise. But I do wish they would do something about this because it's just, like, degrading and not okay.
I don't want to watch that. Like, I don't, like, how much of the target audience actually wants to watch that? Because I don't need that content. I would prefer if the men were comfortable.
Yeah,
especially, like, these men. Like, they're so sweet. And, like, I don't want, like, I don't know. Maybe it's me as a person where I never want to put somebody else in a position where they're uncomfortable or feeling objectified like that.
Everyone should be like that. Everyone should have that outlook. Yeah, but apparently the Bachelor producers do not, and they put them in these horrendous little singlet.
To play rugby basketball. Like, what the fuck?
Singlets for rugby basketball, which,
yeah.
What a combination.
Hunter was just like, yeah, and then we get into the game. And, like, I was worried about Hunter. Like, he just, like, started being, like, so predatory and aggressive in a way that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And in a way that makes me very uncomfortable, just personally.
I agree.
That, like, predatory aggression, I really don't like. And then, like, Michael took a big hit.
Okay.
Like, Hunter made it a big hitting game by taking somebody out. And I understand you're competing for the nighttime date, but, like, holy shit, dude. Like, you're not wearing any padding. Like, you can't just deck somebody like that. It's not safe.
If you get taken to the hospital, you can't go to the nighttime date either. So there's that.
And you can't come back. And then you have to live with, you took out one of your friends. Like,
yeah, and like,
how you want Katie bad enough that you're willing to hurt somebody else there? That's not okay.
Yeah, and the way that so I think it was Justin that tackled Michael A, and the way that he tackled him, if you do that, like the way that he like did that, like he just nailed like his shoulder and his head into his spine, you can paralyze someone by doing that.
Yeah. And I did appreciate how Justin like owned up, apologized, yeah, and was very concerned and like came over and checked on him. And that's the level of accountability that when this kind of thing has happened in the past, the men have not had.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend Justin for doing that, because when people have hurt people in the past, like, obviously hurting him was not Justin's intention.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that he came up to him, made sure he was okay, and, like, sincerely apologized, and, like, it hurt him to have hurt Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if anything, that speaks to the quality of men on this season, because men in the past have not given a shit if they hurt each other.
Yeah.
When, like, it genuinely hurt Justin that he could have hurt Michael.
Justin was so kind about it, and you can tell that he really, really, was like, had remorse and felt really bad. And, like,
and he did not mean, he did not mean to hit him like that.
No, not at all. Like, that's just, like, when you're, like, I'm not a sports person, but when you're, like, playing a game like that, you get, like, into it. And you're like, well, let me, like, really fucking play. And, like, you see this in, like, professional football.
And Hunter started that standard of hitting.
Yeah,
right?
Hunter, like, set the tone for the game, for
Justin
sure.
Was playing to the tone of the game.
Yeah.
And, like, did it get a little too aggressive? Yes. Is that Justin's fault directly? No. But he did own up.
He did. And I thought that was very admirable, because he could have very easily just, like, not said anything or been a dick about it, but he wasn't.
And he very could have easily, like, put the blame directly on him to be like, oh, well, Hunter started this competitive play, which, right, like, is an argument they brought up, but he didn't use that to cover up any damage he did.
Exactly. Like, I think pointing out that Hunter set the tone, like, it's important to say, but also it does not, like, absolve Justin of, like, having responsibility for his actions and, like, for the tackle and, like, for hurting Michael A. And I keep thinking back to, like, the, I keep thinking back to the rugby date on Hannah B's season where, like, Luke laid out other Luke.
That's okay.
And, like, really That's hurt okay. him and, like, pushed him and stuff.
But, yeah, I just, and, yeah. I don't know, it was a lot. And then Katie stopped the date. She
I was
like, you know what, no, we're done.
We had, like, a weird
Everybody played a good
there.
Game, you're all going to the after party, like, I'll just deal with more of you being there.
I'm sorry.
Which I appreciated that anyway. She was doing that, because they didn't get to finish the game. And she was like, you're all winners. I was like, no, you're just doing this because you couldn't finish the game. But I appreciate that Katie was like, no, like, and she was very honest and, like, stern with them, being like, if you hurt each other, you cannot come back. Don't take away my chance at a relationship with one of these men, because you're not doing okay.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree. And, like, I think it was,
like,
it shows, like, Katie's
like, I want you all here.
She, like,
I don't want one of you gone and not being able,
like,
to come back because
yeah,
you got
like,
injured.
They
like,
could
let's
have just
not,
continued playing
like,
and
she
the
made
winning
it very
team
clear, this is
gone.
Not how
she
we're going
like,
to operate.
I don't
this
want
is not how we're going
to
play.
Hurt.
Like,
I like all of you. You can all come, excuse me, to the cocktail party and, like.
But also, at the same time,
yeah,
you put a bunch of alpha males in a game together. And Michael is a very sweet man. He is not an alpha male, which is fine.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's a good thing in my
yeah,
opinion.
Yeah, it was just
too.
Nice.
Like, but,
like, I felt like
he was gonna get hurt because all these mm-hmm. other guys are aggressive.
Yeah,
and he's just not. And he was trying to play and play a fair game. Like, I don't know what they expect every season when you
That's
put all these
thing,
guys
in
a room together who want to be top of the food chain, and then put them in an aggressive setting together and tell them they can take out their aggression on each other.
Mm-hmm.
What did you expect?
Right.
Yeah. But nighttime, Katie was killing the dress game.
That's why, yeah, that's why, like, the producers, number
okay.
one, they know exactly what they're doing. And number two, like, I wish they just wouldn't do these dates anymore, because they always end like this. Like, they always end poorly. I don't like it.
I just, like, try
Wait, can
not
I say,
to look
okay,
at Greg.
I have,
I'm not
I have
gonna
one
lie
more
to you.
thing
I just,
that
like...
you're gonna hate that I'm gonna say. Greg is, like, kind of ripped, though. I wasn't expecting it.
Good
like
for him.
Kind of ripped.
Good for him.
It was weird.
Katie looked absolutely gorgeous, as she always does.
That's what I figured you did. I figured you were literally, like,
check in on him, like, see how he is. She, like, had a little ice pack and, like, made it a joke, like, genuinely wanted to make sure he was okay.
Anyway, the nighttime portion. Whenever they talk,
it's so sweet. And then, like, during this, we were getting, like, clips of Greg, like, freaking out. And I was like, Greg, I'm gonna need you to relax, honey. Like, it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're, like, it very much had, like, stage for, like, a jealous Greg storyline, and I feel like for his,
and
we have a theory about his eventual exit. It had
very similar energy to how Sean was in interviews. I feel like they're kind of very much setting
that up right now.
But Michael was just so cute. Connor saying to her, it was a little better than before, but still big Jed vibes. And maybe this could just be that I hate when people sing to me, so I'm not the best judge of this.
Right.
But like
yeah.
No, singing to somebody is not cute. I'm sorry. It's not.
I just wrote down, Connor, I love you, but please set the ukulele down and come out with your hands up. He's not, there's nothing, he's not further a bad opposite, I don't think, from my love language. I think it's really cute. Like, it's nice. He seems like a.
It has happened before, and I wanted to kill myself instantly. Like, I just want to die. That's all I want. In those moments, all I want is to die and, like, disappear. I hate it. Genuinely, nothing makes me more uncomfortable. And I like being the center of attention, but that is no for me, dog. She would literally find
a gun and shoot herself.
Yeah, just not it for me. Aaron was really, like, picking at the drama with Hunter.
It's cute for Katie and Connor. They seem to be having Aaron. A nice time together. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, sorry. Be tired. Trey's combo was cute. I want to learn how to salsa. And I was like, I will learn how to salsa with you, Trey. I
can't stand him. He annoys me so much. God. The worst guy.
He is so cute. He is so cute.
I'm tired too.
I agree. I'm obsessed with him.
That was so adorable. I love Trey so much. He has, like, the best energy. Like, his energy is just, like, a shining light. He's so nice. He's so sweet. He's one of the best guys.
But that Mike asking to go to first base, it was interesting. I wasn't even thinking he's asking for a kiss. Like, asking for permission, totally fine. We love the consent. But, like, phrasing it in the way of, can we go to first base, is going to be a no for me.
Yeah, that was something. That was something.
Because Michael does that every time. It was on brand for him, but just, like, not for me personally.
I really hated that, like, a lot.
Which is okay to do. We love the consent. Right?
Mm-hmm. Like, just say, like, hey, maybe first we should base. Kiss now. Can I kiss you? Like, Michael A, every time before he kisses her, he says, like, can I kiss you?
And then Hunter was, like, so aggressive. He's like, I'm going to get this group date rose. And then but he comes in swinging with pictures of his kids.
Don't, like,
I generally thought it was going to be, like, something different.
Can we go to first base? He was, like, heavy hitter. No, like, shut the fuck up. Are you in eighth grade? Enough.
Greg, like, genuinely looked so sad just sitting there, like, brooding.
Oh my god.
And then, Michael chose to share about his wife. He also shared this week that his wife's birthday was the day before this group date.
And
that was hard for him. And then he chose to share really, with the group. He
looked really, really upset the entire date.
And Greg was crying, because he's just a sensitive boy. I don't know, I loved the manly group cry and the relationship that these men have with each other. I love that they're friends. I love that they care about each other. And, like, I just think it was so sweet. Often on The Bachelorette, we don't get to see men being vulnerable. And this is a theme we've seen a lot this season. It speaks to the quality of these men that came for Katie. It's how vulnerable they're willing to be, not only with Katie, but with each other and on camera. And I just, I don't know. I loved that, like, I don't know. I just loved it.
I completely agree. I think this group of men is like, with like the exception of a few of them, are
being like,
really
I was,
fantastic.
And he
they
was like,
all get
I,
along
you know
really
what, I
well.
was
This
being
was
dramatic.
such a
Like, that
sweet,
puts everything
wholesome
in
moment
perspective
that we
for me.
saw.
Like, if Michael can come in every day and like still be okay after
And like the way
losing
that
his
like
wife
Greg got up and like hugged
and
him,
have
and
a
then
smile on his
even
face,
in
I
like
should not
one
be
of his
upset
like
about what's
interviews
happening
after,
here on
he's like,
the
he
show.
just gets up every day.
Yeah. We love the perspective.
Yeah. And have a smile on his face. Exactly. And like,
it was like 2018,
I thought that was so
2019,
kind.
I think.
Yeah, it was so kind and nice. And like, I do feel that like a lot of people watching the show don't really know that like Michael's wife passed like pretty recently. I believe it was like a year or two ago. So it's like not. Yeah, so it's not. It's still like very fresh for him. Like, while he's ready to like get into a new relationship, like, it's very fresh for him still. And this is likely one of the first relationships that he's pursuing,
especially being
after
a single
his
dad,
wife passed.
Yeah.
And to do that on TV under such weird circumstances and like isolating circumstances, I feel is probably very hard for him. And we do see like in the mid-season preview how hard it actually is to be away from his son.
Exactly.
Yeah, like it's a lot, and I give him a lot of credit for being here and being such a kind, loving presence on the show, because like he didn't have to be here at all. Like, he came here for Katie.
Yeah.
Like, there's the only
and
reason he would come here is for
Greg
Katie,
talks to
given
Katie,
like everything
he
that he went through,
face,
the perspective on life that he has. So I give
I feel
him
like
a lot
they
of
talked
credit,
about some
honestly.
Deeper
I
stuff
apologize
that we just
for the
didn't
shit
see.
That I found on Reddit about him.
But then the rose goes to Hunter.
He's a very kind, wholesome father.
And but I don't love
anyway.
How Hunter was like talking about Katie like she was a possession. I don't love that way of speaking about women.
I think so.
And I don't want to say it wasn't Hunter's
Weird.
Intention because the words did come from his mouth. But like that kind
mm-hmm.
of predatory ownership way
too.
Of talking about women, I hate. And I don't think Katie would like that language
yeah.
spoken about her either.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. He's, like, speaking about her as if she is a prize to
yeah.
be won rather
and
than,
like,
a partner
And then Aaron was,
like,
all
have.
Up in arms about Hunter, and, like,
and
Greg
I don't
kind of
like
was,
the
too.
Weird,
and I just,
like,
I need everybody to, like, take a deep breath.
Yeah, like,
do some deep
you
breathing.
Said it best. I just, it's
and
this
then we'll
very
move forward.
Weird energy
so,
around what he's saying, and, like, I don't care for it. I have, like, I honestly kind of have a theory on why Hunter got the group date rose, because I think it was between Hunter, Greg, and Michael, and Greg and Michael
yeah,
have already gotten
keep,
one-on-ones
like,
and gotten
I mean, you
roses
can
before
keep
the rose ceremony, like, Greg
people,
got the
but I
first
think
impression
she wants
rose,
to, like,
too, in addition to
I don't
his
know,
one-on-one
spread the
rose.
Wealth more.
So I feel like Katie was trying to give it to somebody who hadn't gotten one yet, kind of, and, like, Hunter talked about his kids, so I feel like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Spread them out. Yeah, that's what it kind of felt like to me, is like he was getting it because he was
so then we go to
out
of
the people in
the
running
love
for
of my
that
life,
group
Andrew
date rose, he was the only
his
one
date
who
card
yet.
Said let's find our way to love.
So that's kind of what it
I already
like to
love
me,
him
like,
so I'm already there,
very
already found my way.
He ended up getting it.
He's just so cute. I'm obsessed with him. His date was at night, and I don't think that's fair. I kind of wanted him to have a whole day, but like whatever. And like for some reason the energy of this date, like I just made me miss the traveling on the show and the fun dates they got to do in other countries. Like, for some reason, this just really made me miss the traveling portion of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Like, I miss it. I don't know what it was about this. I don't know what it was about it, but I just, like...
Yeah.
I was remembering the dates where they were, like... Because to me, this date felt like one of those dates where, like, in a foreign country, you would walk through the market and just, like, explore the country together.
Completely.
And, like,
I
miss that energy. I think it was amazing. And I also think, like, you learn a lot about somebody when you travel with them. Like.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. It very much felt like this was a placeholder for like what they would have actually been doing. I feel like this would have been like
first different country date. Like if they went to like Thailand or something. Normal. Like that's the energy. Like I feel like,
and this is around the time that like they start traveling too. So they would have gone to like a different city.
I did. I was obsessed with
it. It would have been like a Jed in Boston type date with Hannah B where they just like walk around. Yeah.
Their connection is like is amazing. But I they agree, were and although woods, like, and was, like I really loved a bear. This
date, and then like a lot, I thought it was really cute. They kept saying like
into the woods, and I was like, I don't know if y'all yeah, are trying it was, like, to make such it into a the nice woods reference way right to now, get to but, know like, each I'm other and
like
it.
Actual genuine questions that were like, but like this shit was so other. Cute.
His little dolphin dance, like I loved the, I loved the whole thing, and I loved that the whole thing was question based, like you said, where like you're getting to know somebody on a deeper level. And like
I think so.
I don't know. I think I he's amazing think so. As a person. I think he's funny, but he also is serious and like I don't know. I'm enthralled by him. His is not.
Mhm. I agree. I think they have like a really good connection too.
I agree. The and it's, safety like, very goggles deep. When they like, smash the said, hearts. Like we feel like
some of these connections and, like, are lacking about, like, that depth. And I think
parent,
like
from their parents. No, not at just all. Being honest,
like I
about,
think
like,
they have like probably we, I just didn't have right a good behind example, Greg.
So, like I guess like, I learned what more of what not to do. And like I love how honest he is with her and like just how open and vulnerable he is.
That was adorable.
And they went to the balloon room and that was so cute. And like, oh my god. I'd be down to have a balloon fight with him. I love how, like, they can go from serious to playful and, like, the duality of that relationship. Like, that is, like, I don't know, that's something I would be looking for in a relationship where we can have those serious moments, he, like, but then, like, it's not going to linger in the air. You know what I mean? Like, we can go back to having fun. It's not like it's going to ruin really the cute, night if we have a serious like... conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely agree, and I felt like, sorry if you guys hear my dad starting the lawnmower outside, but, like, the fact that they could have these very serious conversations and then turn around and have it be so lighthearted at the same time, like, they have, like, for lack of a better term, they have, like, a range as a couple where, like, they're not just serious all the time. Like, I see, like... Mm-hmm. A lot of times I feel like there's some... Wow, it just keeps getting louder. Sorry. I feel like there's a lot of times where couples are either, like, just surface or they only talk about, like, trauma. And there's, like, no in-between. And, like, both of those are bad. Like, both of those are unsustainable, but they have, like, this connection where, like, it bounces between the two and there's a very large middle ground. And, like, it's playful while also being serious date, and they're talking about things Andrew that matter while also having fun and enjoying each other's like company and time.
And, like, what their future
could
looks
my
like.
Dad do this? And then he talked any about something point, that,
like, I don't know,
time.
Like, broke my
no,
heart
okay.
a little bit.
Sorry, you guys probably can't even hear it. It's just really
a very
striking
candid conversation about interracial couples and having mixed kids and how he was with somebody in the past who, like, was worried about that. And I just, like, it... hurts me so deeply that he was ready to like marry this this woman and like some like an issue as small as that like you know like it like broke my heart for him and like it hurt him really deeply to have somebody say that to him like he wasn't enough or something like that hurts me so badly
it broke my heart too and you could tell that like sharing that was very hard for him and that it I know and like which it was just
also
I'm like very surprised that like somebody just, like, who was with him would say that to
it
him quite honestly
be an issue
if you're
all,
with
but
him,
also on a deeper level
like you should have thought about that before and like
I
if
just,
that's such an
me,
issue
but, like,
to you then you like
people
you should
have
brought it up sooner
have
than getting to
that,
the point where you're about to get
you're
engaged.
The person
and
in
also
that,
that shouldn't be an issue
when
at
you
all.
Entered
like,
this relationship,
first and foremost.
You've been active in this relationship. Like, what? Like, I don't understand where that concern or your thought comes from. Because if you're at the point in a relationship where you're going to get engaged to somebody, like that, like, I don't understand how you get that far in a relationship and still have that be your concern.
Like, it's, yeah.
Right? I just...
Exactly, because I would think, like, for the type of person who would have that concern...
Oh, he deserves so much better than that. He never deserved that to begin with. This man deserves the world. But Katie's response was... Katie's response was amazing. So it gets confusing to me,
because I'm like, if you have that thought in your mind... And I love how, like, adamant and reassuring
she was. I just, like, oh my god, I want to give him a hug. He already deserves better than you. And I love this man, and I don't understand how she could not pick him. Like, I don't get it. Like, seeing her connection with Greg, I get why she would pick Greg over him.
That broke my heart.
But, like, I don't see how anybody could not want this man. He is everything to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell, I'm in love with him.
Yeah. And, like, his smile, like, lights up a room. His energy is, like, so pure and kind. He's just such a nice, nice man.
Respect and, like, and love, like...
Oh, yes, yeah. yeah, but, like, I felt so bad for him, because sharing that, it must have been very hard and obviously hard for him to hear at the time.
Yeah.
And, like, he still talks about his ex with, like... kindness too. Yeah. And what Katie said about, like, that their
I also
love
would
will
like
so
to punch whoever said that to him
in reflection
throat.
Of that. Like, I thought that was, like, a beautiful, kind, wonderful, yeah, like, thing for her to say. And, like,
she better watch her back,
it was just, like, the exact reassurance he needed in that moment. And I don't know, like,
but yeah,
seeing
then they went
this,
to the hot
yeah.
tub, and I was like, Queen, you gonna give him the rose? And then she gave him the
oh
rose
yeah one
the
of my
tub,
notes literally just says,
but,
like, his ex sounds fucking awful, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting, but it was very cute and sweet. Up next is the cocktail party.
That was
and
interesting.
It was, like,
I would have thought they would have done the rose
Hunter
at dinner and then
we needed to relax with the chapstick.
Gotten in the hot tub after, but whatever.
Yeah. And Katie once again killing the game. Justin came in with this, like, game that was kind of cute. And Trey, like, was very nervous about going home.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter was still being very aggressive. James was also nervous. But then Hunter, let's get into what Hunter did. All right, so Hunter set up this whole, like, telescope thing. And, like, Justin and Aaron were not happy about him taking more time. I also wasn't happy about him taking more time. He already had a rose, and, like,
yeah.
the, what he set up
yeah,
was taking so much time. And, again, like his whole attitude towards it was, like, incredibly predatory. I was not a big fan of that. Yeah. And, Justin, Justin was like, James, just go steal her.
Yeah.
And then
it was
he went
very
to do
aggressive.
That. Hunter said
he
no,
was very
which is
aggressive
a big yikes, especially for a guy who already has a rose, the audacity. And just, like, bro, get over it. And then when James came back down, he was like, no, but I guess I have to. And, like, Hunter, please don't be that guy. Right? Don't be that guy who takes multiple times in a night. Don't be that guy. Like, can we just, like, have peace in the house for,
that,
like, a minute, please? Exactly, but when you already have a rose, just, like, mind your own business for that party, okay? Like, mind your business.
And, like, especially because he already had a rose. Like, had he not already had a rose, I feel like they would have no problem with what he was doing at all. Yeah, it was just, like... a lot. And what he was doing, like they pointed out, it was going to be very time consuming. And it was taking a lot of time away from, like, guys that hadn't been able to talk to her all week, basically. Like, got limited time at the group date, didn't get the rose. And now, like, he's there. He got all this time. He has the rose. And, like, he's just, like, running around doing this. And it's not fair to the other men. And, like, part of being on this show is being respectful of the other contestants'
exactly.
time.
Exactly. And also,
like,
I just think it's a matter of,
love
too,
Katie and
the
you're
house
really
is
into
also
her.
A big test.
You want her to
you
explore
don't want to be somebody who can't
everyone
play
else
well
there.
In groups, you
and
know?
You want
like,
her to, like, get
well
the full experience
people.
And to, like, be able to speak to everybody and, like, find the person that she loves. Because, like, if you're in this for her, you want her to find love full stop, like, whether it's with you or not. Right. And I get the vibe a lot that, like, a lot of the men that come on here do not get along in groups very well. 100%. So it's just, like, always obviously a breeding ground for drama. Trey was also like, I didn't get any time. I'm like, baby, go take your
time.
But,
like, the more time Hunter takes at cocktail parties,
it's just like, very unhealthy, and it creates a very unhealthy, slightly toxic environment for everyone.
But the more time you take at cocktail parties, the more time you have with her, the less likely she is to pick you for a one on one because she spent that time with you.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Because
right.
One-on-ones are for
That's
people
what I was
who
thinking
need it.
Too. Like, he's
right?
kind
of
shooting
like,
himself in the
I
foot
I think a lot of contestants feel like one-on-one, like, oh, like, is it special? Yes.
If
Does
she feels that
one?
She has
yes.
a connection with you.
But often they're used
And she feels that she's spending enough time
like,
with you the way
that
she's
in that
not
relationship.
Invite one-on-one.
Whether it's
because,
going
again,
well or not well,
time.
You don't know somebody. Like,
she's
going to
take somebody that she
your connection is building steadily through group dates.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're getting that kind of time, and you're getting time at the cocktail parties, you're going to be less likely to get a one-on-one date.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I agree. And it's like a one-on-one is sort of a vetting process of sorts as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, if
so
you're on the one-on-one
time,
and there's
Tayshia
no chemistry,
came
you
in
end up
absolutely
going
killing
home.
The game looked beautiful.
So, like, a one-on-one isn't just like, oh,
and honestly,
cool,
like,
I get to go on a date with
like,
her
I don't
by
see
myself.
How
like,
pick
no,
right
like, if you suck and if she doesn't like you, you're going home, like, right on the spot.
So, our fallen men were
and, like,
Courtney,
I feel like that's often
on his exit. Josh, and then one other guy who I don't remember his name. Andrew M. And then Aaron was making a toast, and Hunter decided to interrupt Aaron's toast.
I agree.
Which, I'm sorry, Aaron is the biggest drama king in the house, right? And to interrupt his toast,
yeah.
You're just shooting yourself in the foot there, Hunter. You're asking for drama.
It was Andrew M. Yeah. What? Like, why would you do that?
But, like, it was just also unnecessary. It
was
unnecessary
so
for him
funny.
To do.
Why am I getting a phone call? Who the fuck is calling me? I can't do this right now. Yeah, it was so funny.
I mean, at the very least, it was incredibly rude.
Just, like, him interrupting him rude. And then Aaron's face after. But, like,
yeah.
just don't do
so
that.
That was where the episode left
it was
off. We get our mid-season preview.
It was unnecessary.
And it looks
like, it was
like another person shows up, not
to be
contested,
like
but just shows up. And I was like, who the fuck is that?
And
then Greg
it, like,
said something that I wrote
purpose.
Down. And it was, if it's not
yeah.
real, it's not real.
It was
and
very
I was like,
rude.
Fuck, dude, what
I did
happened?
Not care for it.
It looks
all,
like. We'll get to the.
Oh my god.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We'll do our Greg theory last. But then we see Michael. And, like, talking to his son, his kid, and his kid
I
being, like, I feel like you don't want to see
real.
Me.
It's not
Which
real.
Tells
like,
Gene and I, Michael's
going to
self-eliminate. There's no way this sweet man is going to let allow his child to feel like that. And it's sad,
yeah.
but, like, he's a dad first, you know? And we'll miss him greatly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They straight up showed Blake at hometowns. Oh my gosh. They straight up not only showed him at hometowns, but showed him at hometowns saying that he was not in love with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's just, like, it's sad. It's really sad.
That's,
and
like,
I feel
a
like
kick in the
made
face
it
to make
far,
it to hometowns. And, like,
that.
You don't have to be in love with her. But he said
so
it in a way that made it sound
that,
like, dude. I'm not even, like, falling in love with her, you know?
Like, that's like I feel like that was accidentally.
No, like I don't love her and
there,
I can't
like,
love
that's
her.
A big spoiler,
yeah.
I feel like. He said it like I don't love her. Like it sounded like he was
yeah.
like affirming.
And then we see
like no,
her fighting
I don't
with Greg, we see her
way.
Running after Andrew in a shot.
Yeah, which is like not what you
know.
Say at this point in the game.
But let's
dude.
Get into our
like get
your
shit
Greg
together.
Theory.
Maybe you should leave if you feel that way. I don't like him. I'm very pissed about it. Very angry. Yeah, what was that? Yes, so I have to give Troy partial credit on this one because we both kind of came up with it, but I think that her big fight with Greg is where that like book my fucking flight home thing that we keep seeing comes from, because you see them like in the area that she's walking through, you see Greg like walking over to there in the mid-season preview, and he's wearing the same outfit that he's wearing when they're like having this whole like hugging
But if he makes it to
crying
final two,
ordeal.
like,
And
I
I
get
think that
jealousy.
he
I like, I think
self-eliminates.
it's gonna be like a Peter
I'm
situation,
calling it right
like
now
Rachel
because
season
I feel
Peter
like he can't take the
situation.
show and the jealousy, and he asked her to like, I feel like he's like, I'm
Or
in
like that
love
was a
with you. I
big
want to be
blow
with
up
you.
the
Can
night
we
before
just
the
leave and just
proposal.
do that? Because like, I can't take this anymore. I think he does. I think he makes it to final two, and yeah. Possibly. Yeah. I think he's. Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. I think he's gonna leave before the proposal. Because we know that filming wrapped
And like I
early.
get Katie is dead
So
set
I
on
think they're gonna
proposal,
go on their
which I
final
don't fully
one-on-one
understand.
date.
Like that's not
And I think,
like
like,
I don't know, it's not so much
before
expected
they get
anymore.
to the
Like obviously
night
people
portion,
like
I
it when
think
you
he's gonna
do
bring it
that.
up. He's gonna be like,
But
hey, do you
like
wanna run
if you
away?
are
She's like,
in love
whoa. Like,
with
I like you. You like
Blake
me. We're in love. Can
and
we
not
leave?
Greg,
This
that's
is
one
like
thing, but
kind of
if you're in love with
ridiculous at
Greg
this
and not
point.
Blake, why not leave
And
with him?
like, yeah. Yeah. Exactly, which is like where I'm kind of shocked that she ends up choosing, because I feel like that's the moment, not the proposals, but like this is going to be the moment where she chooses Blake over Greg, and it's kind of going to kill me inside. Because like, I do just get the feeling that like we've already seen like he's jealous, and obviously like how could you not be in this situation? He's a human person. And I feel
Yeah.
like that, like it's just gonna build up and build up, and then he's at final two, and he's like, "Well, shit! Like I'm in love with you. You're in love with me. We're here. Like let's just go. Because like if you don't want to come with me, I'm not gonna stay here. Like I'm just not gonna continue to do this." And then she like wants to see it through, and then he leaves. And I kind of think that's what ends up happening, because like. I can't see her picking Blake over Greg without
Yeah.
Greg doing something very drastic to
Yeah.
push her in the direction of
So
Blake.
that is all we
And I feel
had
like this
from the
pushes her in
episode.
that
So let's get into
direction.
our other Bachelor Nation
And
news.
it shouldn't have. I feel like if this is what actually happened, she should have left with him, personally, is what I think. But I don't know. That is my theory. Yeah, we have minimal stuff to talk about. I'll talk about the stuff that we're not really gonna get into first, just because I feel like we don't really have a right to speak on it, and also it's like kind of old, so it shouldn't really matter. But some tweets from both Justin and Andrew S. have come to light. I've seen Andrew S. ones. I have not read the Justin ones, but apparently they were worse. In like homophobia and fat phobia and like using slurs, like both of them, and like racism and things like that. And obviously that's bad. Like we don't want it to get lost that like no one should be using language like that. Nobody should be speaking like that. Hate speech is wrong. Like don't be homophobic, don't be racist, don't be fat phobic, don't be those things, obviously. But like I feel like we're not really contextualizing the time period in which these are tweeted. They were all tweeted from like 2010 to like
Yeah, and
2015, except for a few
I
of
think we
Andrew's.
also
Like
need to
two of
remember that,
Andrew's are
like,
from like 2016 and 2020,
before when this
respectively.
stuff would come up, these
But
contestants
like,
that would
there was
say
a
this stuff
culture
were
in the internet,
adults in this time period we're talking
especially
about,
that
right?
teen boys were involved in,
Whereas
were just
that's
like
not the case
saying
anymore.
the most
Like, these
offensive
are
shit in
guys
the
close
world
to
was
our
so
age. Like, we
hilarious
were
to them.
kids.
And is that
And
okay?
I think a good
No.
example of
But.
like is like Bo Burnham. Like, Bo has said some shit in the past, obviously all satirical, never malicious, but
Yes.
nothing I think.
Yeah.
And at least Andrew, I can't speak for Justin's tweets because I didn't see them. I don't think anything Andrew said was
Yeah.
malicious. I think that was the environment, not to excuse the behavior because it's not okay no matter what time it is. But like, we were kids then too. We grew up in that same time frame. Like, that is just what all guys were like.
Yeah.
people are acting like, so there's one tweet from Andrew that I will bring up that says, make me the next Bachelor. And it is from 2014. He was in high school. Maybe.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder, like, middle school, like, why high school. People are sort of
in that
willfully
time.
Forgetting
and
this
I
entire
think
era
people are
of
contextualizing
the
it with, like, nowadays. I'm like, he was literally a kid. He was nothing about going on this show. It was a joke.
Yes.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, even that, like.
Yeah. He was in probably high school or college, because he's a little older than us, and we graduated in 2015. It's like high school, but even then, yeah, like he's a
for that many
child.
Years. That's
like
psychotic.
I would consider,
like,
myself senior year of high school,
the,
freshman
please look
year
at the
college
date
as a
on
child
that tweet.
Because
we cannot
it was.
Be mad at him,
and like
when he is currently on the show.
That
I
just seems like a
you forgot
dumb
that he
joke
tweeted that.
That
I guarantee
made.
You.
And if he hatched a plan to get on The Bachelor and become The Bachelor ever since he was like 17, that would take, yeah. That's a lot of commitment. Yeah, like, he probably forgot he tweeted all of those things, just like I feel like many people have forgotten that they tweeted things in 2013. Like, are the things that were said wrong? Yes. Obviously, yes. But, like, there was a culture of the internet where people would just say offensive things because they thought it was funny. And it's not funny, and we know it's not funny. But that's, like, just what the culture was. And we're not pulling a, oh, boys were pretty boys.
Also, on the scale of bad things
I am
to say,
stuttering.
Contestants have said a lot worse.
We're not pulling a, like, boys will be boys thing. We're not pulling a, like, oh, well, they're just a product of their time bullshit. Like, we're not saying that. We're just saying, like, it's not like he said these with the intent of it being hate speech. Like, they have said, like, look at any of the
I
Garretts.
Think people
just
want
to do that. Like,
people just
them.
Want somebody to
look
cancel.
At the gaggle of Garretts.
And I think people also dug through his tweets because,
like,
they
it's
see
just,
that, like,
I feel like
he potentially could be the Bachelor.
Is it an issue?
And,
like, sure, maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's getting
Greg
way
have,
blown
like,
out of proportion.
You know, we'll do, you know, people are
when,
crazy.
Like,
they will
I
do
just don't
to
think
the person
people's
they want.
Tweets
and I like
2011.
I don't know. I think if Greg self-eliminates this season, there's no way in hell he'll be the Bachelor.
Yeah, they were looking for something, for sure.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the Bachelor if our theory is correct.
I don't think they will.
So I think, like, Andrew S. is probably the front runner right now. And I just, like, I'm down for that, too. I like him a lot. I just hope that, like, if that happens, like, these tweets don't get, like, held against him to, like, a higher degree.
Yeah.
Because, like I want to reiterate, like, for the probably 20,000th time in the last 5 minutes that we're not excusing the things that he said at all. And, like, a lot of the things that he said, I feel like we don't really even have, like, the right to talk about, really. Because a lot of the discussions I saw on Reddit, it was, like, stuff that, like, as white women, we don't really know about. And, like, I don't feel comfortable speaking on it because, like, that's, I don't want to, like, take up space in a conversation that's not for me. But, like, were the things he said okay? No. But, like, think about the time period in which this happened. Like, think about how YouTube was in, like, 2012. Like, think about how Twitter was. Think about how, like, the guys in your biology class were in 2012. Like, they were just, like, saying offensive shit, like, on purpose all the time to get a reaction out of people. That's just what it was. And, like, obviously that's not okay now. People don't do that now. But it was, like, kind of widely accepted back then. And it shouldn't have been, but it was. So, like, you can't really,
so our,
like,
next thing is
I just feel like it's important to contextualize
who are
and know,
show
like,
first day on the beach, Bachelor Paradise cast is here.
Came
so,
from and, like,
let's go through it. We have
it's
Abigail
not like he
from
said
that season.
Yesterday is what I'm trying
Brendan
to get at.
Brendan from
in
Clarentatious
a very
season.
Did way.
Deandra from Peter's season.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess
Ivan
that's
from Clarentatious season. Jasenia from Matt's season. Joe from Becca's season. Carl from Katie's season.
Yes.
Carl. Was Carl this season?
Mm-hmm.
That is why I'm confused in my brain. Kelsey from Peter's season, Kenny from Claire and Tayshia season, Mari from Matt season, Marissa from Peter season, Natasha from Peter season,
yeah, Carl Noah
from Tayshia season, who looks like he did not bring back just the mustache, though. Thank God. Serena C.
Yeah.
From Matt season, Serena P. from Matt season, Tejuan from Colton season, Tammy from Peter season, Victoria, Queen Victoria, but they just called her Victoria L. for some reason. I did not know her last initial was L. from Matt season, and then Victoria P. from Peter season. Victoria P. Definitely had some work done. She definitely had like a brow lift or something. It's crazy. Yeah.
I didn't either. Who has a... She has a new face. Yeah. She just has a new face. Yeah, I think she had a brow lift and lip fillers. That's my personal guess, but not that it matters. That sounded really catty. That doesn't matter. She could do whatever she wants. That's what I think she had done. And Victoria, Queen Victoria, looks very different. She dyed her hair blonde. She looks like she learned a little bit how to do her makeup better. I hope she's not a nightmare, but I'm assuming she will be. So that's cool. Yeah, not
third week, right? Because first week men give out roses.
My question second week, is when does women like give out Demi roses, come? So that means more men are coming in. Involved in like a significant
so third week would be like, more when more women are
when
added.
Does she come
unless they throw a coat, unless they throw a curveball and add more women second week, but I don't see why they would do that.
And like Becca, yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. Do you think they'll add Demi?
I don't know. They do weird stuff, but no. That is our paradise it's starting possible. Cast.
When does Becca
on the beach,
come
which
in?
Will be interesting.
I feel like we knew this.
And mark my words, Carl there, better like, stay the one, fuck away from Abigail. Not.
Or maybe they just didn't announce her. I don't know. Confusing. I guess it doesn't matter.
He better stay the fuck away from her. I will protect Abigail with my life.
I'm already, like, exhausted of having to cover, like... Oh, God. Oh, my God. I can picture him taking her on a date right now. Too. And she's just like, I really hate everything about you.
You know.
Same.
I've been...
Are you guys
along
ready for
every
when
week,
Paradise
it just feels like no time
we
has
have
passed.
To cover
time
two
is
episodes of content a week because I am tired. Just
yeah, I mean, nothing's
it.
Really happened.
That sounds exhausting.
No, never on a golf course.
Jen,
not
how
me,
have you
wrong
been?
Bitch. Not willingly. Not willingly. I don't know. The biggest thing that's happened for me is pictures of Harry Styles on a yacht.
Golf course of life. No, I know. You've been on many golf courses.
So like we got. So I'll give you guys.
I know it wasn't willingly, but you've
the abridged
been
version. There was Olivia kiss pictures. And I don't know. And it was on the yacht. And I just feel like we've seen this before. Remember with Kendall Jenner that confirmed
stuff. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was not that.
I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. Anyway, but I don't know if you know this. Yes, okay. I did. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know this. Paparazzi don't float around in the Italian Sea looking for celebrities on boats. The paparazzi were there because you called them.
Did you just quote Taylor
and
Swift?
And how stupid. How stupid.
Oh my God. You thought that
do
would
they
go
think
over my
we
head.
Are that anyway. We're like, "Oh no, look at them being intruded on their nice vacation." No. You were on a boat. You rented a private yacht.
You know,
could have been so secluded. In the words of Niall Horan, you don't get packed if you don't want to get packed.
That's very much true,
okay?
But I would
you
also...
You called them there to take those pictures. This is a publicity stunt. Also, whenever we've seen Harry Styles, like, seriously kiss somebody, even as a joke, like, with his friends like, on TV, he kisses with a hand on the face. It looks so uncomfortable. All of these photos, there's absolutely no chemistry. It's so uncomfortable. And, like, maybe he's getting better at acting. I hope he's way better at acting in the film season where he has to kiss
but
people
I also...
when he is in this stunt. Because, Jesus Christ. You have to call them. They're not following, like.
Right now, Jen is like what cocaine would sound like if it could speak. I would like to note that I think you are correct, obviously, because like paparazzi are not just like floating around in the sea. But I think that the much that's funnier alternative is that the paparazzi like, how, have like, their own like, Coast Guard.
How stupid type, like, do they think we are? Situation like, how stupid do you think
where
I
where they have like paparazzi on top Coast of that, Guard and they're like,
we did get some really
like,
funny photos of Harry and multiple of his ass crack and of him washing his ass.
Like, that's what I would like to picture in my head. I know that you are correct, but I am choosing my own reality.
This is simply not a family show.
Jesus Christ,
I didn't,
Jen.
When I logged into Twitter, I did not expect to see Harry Styles washing his ass crack. It is just what I saw.
I don't want to hear about a Harry Styles washing his ass crack.
How was I supposed
to
know?
How
was I supposed to know? But there's like, photos of him with like the snorkel goggles on. There's one photo of him. Olivia's on the upper deck and he's on the lower deck and he's standing there. And like, the here's the thing. All of these photos did was give us more meme content as a fandom, and nobody took it seriously.
I don't know how you knew.
At least,
I think you had a
part of the internet that I see. Nobody took it seriously. All we did was make really funny memes, and my favorite one is like the mom I threw up ones, because Olivia's on the upper level of the deck, looking at Harry like with this like face of like, what do you want? While holding her book, and he's standing, his back is to the camera, and he's standing there with his Green Bay Packers T-shirt on and his little shorts, just like. Like, it's, like, looks like, mom, I threw up. Like, that energy. Like, it is so funny. But he looked so good. Also, he jumps into the water while plugging his nose, and he is a grown man. Yeah.
Mom, I
guess this is the flaw, so.
Oh, my God.
No, 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 like, when jumping in. He's plugging his nose. 8-year-olds do that. He's 27.
I mean, yeah, that's a little embarrassing. He had to have a flaw, I guess, so there it is.
I'm mad at him right now. Is tour happening or is it not happening? No, because it's, he obviously does not want to be doing this
stuff.
This
is the only time anybody's going to ever hear Jen talk like even slight shit about Harry
Styles. Sir, is tour happening? Your tour starts in less than a month, and we haven't heard a single fucking thing.
Oh, why are you mad?
From him. Not one thing. I don't care what you're doing on a yacht. I do not care if this relationship is real or not. Is tour happening or not, sir?
Yeah.
If it's not happening, that's fine, but, like, people are, like, traveling to different states, have to book hotels, plane tickets, like, there are other things hinging on this. Like, you need to confirm if it's happening or not. People are reaching out to venues, and venues are saying yes, but
he's
still that doesn't
too
mean
busy
anything.
Washing his ass crack in the Mediterranean Sea.
Like,
Jen.
Like, people literally travel long distances to see you. Is it happening or is it not happening? And especially because his tour is one of the first tours back since COVID. Like, what's happening here, Harold? Like, I don't need anything from you. Even, like, just have your management tweet.
To, like,
just have anybody tweet to tell us if it's happening or not. Jesus Christ. Like, should I buy it? His show in Orlando is the day before my birthday. Do I buy a ticket or do I not buy a ticket? I've been waiting to see if tour's happening before I buy a ticket. Like, I need to know.
I'll do it.
Like, get it together, baby. I'm mad at you right now. So is all of you. His whole fan base is pissed at him. Like, I do not care. You know what? No, I don't care about Olivia anymore. Are you going on tour or not, sir? I don't know if you've forgotten this, but you do have a sold out world tour.
I understand, like, the uncertainty of that sucks. So, Harold, get it fucking together.
Anyway, how have you been?
Fuck. Jesus Christ. Harold. I've been fine. Not really. I've had, like, the worst headache of my life for this entire past week. So that's been cool. But other than that, I've just been, like, kind of vibing. Went to the doctor. That was fun. I am very into the Loki series on Disney Plus right now, and the finale is coming out next Wednesday, and I could not be more hype for it. I'm like very, very excited about it. It's like genuinely a really good television show. Like, even if it wasn't Marvel, like, it's genuinely really, really good and like well written, and the character development is fantastic. And like, I'm very obsessed with it. I rewatched the entire thing.
Well, where can they find you until next time, Janine, in case you do something other than watch Marvel? Yeah, it's just
really good. I like it a lot. So that's kind of how I've been spending my time, is like watching Marvel movies and hanging out with Troy. So that's really all I've been up to. Yeah, it's been good. It's pretty good.
You can find me on Twitter and TikTok at Jennifer_K Brown, and you can find me on Instagram at Jenny_227. You can find us as Jaded at the Jaded Pod on all social media platforms. And if you have any tea or, you know, want to send us a business email for some reason, you can email us at jadedpod@gmail.com. All right, everybody. Please and thank you. We'll also shit talk in DMs. So until next time, remember, we are mad at Harry Styles until further notice.
Business inquiries and shit talking only to the email, please and thank you.
Absolutely. Contact your local paparazzi Coast Guard.
Yes.
Right? Bye, guys.
God damn it. And I think you all should enlist in your local paparazzi Coast Guard as well. All right, on that note, have a good week, everybody. Bye.